From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby, in for Ricky Bevington. Plans are moving forward to remove the capsized cargo ship that has been in St. Simon Sound since last fall. This week, the Army Corps of Engineers issued permits for the construction of an environmental protection barrier around the ship, the Golden Ray. It's designed to contain pollution and debris. Then a floating crane will cut through the hull and remove the ship piece by piece. Petty Officer First Class Nate Littlejohn says they hope to remove the entire ship before hurricane season in June.
A hurricane rolling in and moving this wreck could be awful for the environment. The goal is to just avoid that, get it out of there prior to then. However, we can't guarantee that'll happen.
Construction of the barrier is set to begin in 2 weeks. Crop estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show Georgia's pecan harvest was nearly cut in half last year. That's because farmers lost about $250 million in trees during Hurricane Michael in 2018. R.G. Lamar is a third-generation pecan farmer in Hawkinsville, south of Macon. He lost about 6% of his trees and worries about more than just storms.
The hurricane, the Mexican crop, and the tariffs from China on our pecan crop that's exported there have been a perfect storm for us.
Pecan experts say it could take at least 5 years for the state's crop to fully recover. The city of Atlanta has officially created a new office to monitor government transparency. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom signed the legislation establishing the Office of the Inspector General today. The office comes out of a recommendation from the mayor's task force for the promotion of public trust. The new position will have a broad jurisdiction to seek out fraud, waste, abuse, corruption, and misconduct. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.